A lot of us first learned to love books by watching LeVar Burton and his wonderful TV show, The Reading Rainbow. LeVar won a Peabody and a dozen Emmys for that show.
Or if you're a sci-fi fan, you might know him better as Geordi LaForge from Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Well, LeVar has a new podcast that recreates that magic for grown-ups. It's called LeVar Burton Reads.
In each episode, LeVar handpicks a different short story and reads it to you. Escape with him to a remote lighthouse by the sea, or take on a spaceship to negotiate with an alien assassin.
Nobody brings a story to life like LeVar. With music and original sound design, every episode is truly a new adventure.
I think you'll really enjoy it, but you don't have to take my word for it.
March yourself over to LeVar Burton Reads in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever in the heck you listen.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hey there, we are, How to Be Less Old.
That's correct. That's our name. It's never been anything else.
We don't even know any other acronym, even though that's not one.
A lot of people have asked us why we have changed our name.
Yeah.
And so we just wanted to share that we decided to do it because we wanted to let you know exactly what you're going to be hearing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, like, we know the people who love us, but if somebody was scrolling through the iTunes, they wouldn't know what OMFG was necessarily.
But now they're going to know that they're going to listen and they're going to get some gems that are going to keep them
fresh. Fresha.
Am I allowed to talk?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Eden's here.
Ruined. We have naughty millennial.
Naughty millennial doesn't wait for the intro to get done.
I can't wait for anything. I have the attention span of a millennial, but the knowledge of a nobody.
Nobody.
I just wanted to tell you that when I found out your name was changing, I was so, like, not even, I don't want to say I, like, breathed a sigh of relief.
Oh, wow.
But I was so happy, mostly because I always, when I explained your podcast, it made it sound like it was, like, an instructional, like, almost like self-help thing.
Okay.
And so now it makes my explanation sound way more legitimate.
Oh, good.
It is
First
a self-help
of all,
podcast.
The fact that Eden Shear is, like, explaining
Talking
our
about
podcast
our
to anybody is, I want to believe her, even though, like, I do believe her. I just can't believe it for ourselves.
You know? Like, pinch me.
I know.
But I also hope that everyone knows they are going to get self-help here.
Yeah.
A lot of self-help.
Help you want and help you absolutely do not.
Take a look in the mirror, take a deep breath, and here it comes.
Reflect inside. So, Eden.
Yeah.
We want to walk through some nonsense that happened. So when we had to change, this just makes us, in terms of how to be less old, this is making us laugh so hard.
We're lost.
When it came to, like, okay, we're going to change our handles, like, that, you know, we can't be OMFG with a name, like, we can't be at OMFG if
yes.
our name is How to Be Less Old. So the guy who is here who runs Earwolf, Colin, who's the artistic director for the company-ish, we were like, so wait, Colin, like, I know we don't have, like, a million followers, but, like,
we don't want to lose what we have.
It takes us 2.5 years to, like, scrounge up whatever we've got. Yeah, like, our G and change. Like, we don't want to, like, do we have to go back to zero? And he was like, no, you just changed the name. And we were like, okay. Yeah, well, here's the thing. We know we can change the front-facing name, but we're talking about, like, the
actual handle.
The ad, yeah, like the handle itself. And he was like, yeah, you can just change that. And we were like, oh, I feel so bad for him. Like, I feel bad that he doesn't get it.
Right. Especially because this whole time, Deanna, who got married and changed her name,
yes,
has been saying, I'm Deanna Chang.
Yeah.
I'm Deanna Chang
at Deanna Raphael. Because I didn't think there was another route. You know, like,
totally.
I was like, I can't lose what I've gained at this point. There's no way. It's too many.
Totally.
Too many people in terms of, like, too much time and effort to get to my, like, 1,000 plus. I cannot like go back to zero.
Totally. It's like changing your email or your number, but like worse. Higher stakes. Yeah.
Yes.
Because everyone will who cares is going to get your email, but like to get these randos to come and like follow you again is like
you're going to need a million more follow Fridays.
Exactly. A million more follow Fridays
it feels
to get
real
that
thirsty to be yeah. Like, can you just do it again?
All right. Yeah, you guys, hey, we're fresh again. Yeah. So then we sat down, we had a meeting, went to Emily's house, and I was like, let's tackle this together. Because the first time out, no, for real.
It's true. And the best is, like, I'm, of the two of us, the less technology.
Possibly.
Savvy. Thank you. I'm less savvy.
You may be, but you're more detail-oriented than I am. So
fair. Okay.
I'm the one who fucked us with OMFG pod instead of, because I like got the right handle, but then I did it under an email address that doesn't exist. Like it was like, it was one letter off. So like I could never recover it.
Oh.
It was a real hot mess.
Yeah. So like what we needed and then I fucked it up. And then we had to go with like at OMFG pod, which is not ideal.
Right. Right, right, right.
So for this, I was
You had just OMFG? Or no?
I had OMFG podcast, I believe.
Got it.
Which is just cleaner.
Totally.
You know, totally. I think maybe I had OMFG. I doubt that I had OMFG. That sounds crazy.
We don't know.
Whatever I had, yeah. It was better than OMFG pod, and I couldn't get it back. So I was like, I don't trust myself. Like, we need to sit and stare at each other and, like, breathe through it. And then, lo and behold, you can
just change
swiftly.
It's like so simple.
Change your own at. Did you know that?
You know what? It's a yes and a no.
Okay.
Because a few years ago, or actually a while ago at this point, many years ago, I used to be Eden underscore. Actually, no, I guess I didn't. I thought you could just like acquire. Okay, so I was Eden underscore share because there was another Eden share, but it wasn't just like a rando Eden share. It was someone pretending to be me.
Ooh.
And I was like, the fake me shouldn't have the real name.
No.
Like they
no.
can have a number or something.
Right.
But I just right? You can get the underscore. You
That's
are the
right.
under me.
Yes. You're the under the real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went to my publicist. I just dealt with it for like maybe a year or a year and a half. And then but then she was getting more followers than me because she was also
right.
she's really good
you.
At yeah.
She's good at being you.
She was good at she was like better at self-promoting and yeah. that kind
well,
of stuff.
You know what? And thank you.
Exactly. Well, thank you, except that then if like it like flooded, if it like went to me, it would have been cool. Yeah. But because really I just want people – I don't care about people watching my stuff. I just want people to pay attention to me as yeah. me. Give me attention.
me.
Yeah. But so I went to my publicist. I was just like kind of like talking about it casually. And she was like, I'm sorry. You don't have your own name? And I was like, no, but whatever. It's like Eden underscore share. And she was like, oh, no. That's not okay. And she then – and I just literally logged into Twitter the next day and my handle was different.
Wow.
Because she had her special Twitter contact, whatever.
Oh, I like her.
I like her, right? too.
She's a boss.
Oh, yeah. So I had a changed handle, but I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, I guess you could change your handle. But I didn't – I wasn't sure about that. That's insane.
That you can just do it on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was thrilling. It really was. So now we are at
– HTBLO.
And that's everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
That's great. No pod, no nothing. Just clean what
clean.
It is. How to be less old.
That's yep. right.
That's
you like
great.
It? You feel
I love
good?
It. It's so pithy. It says exactly what you are.
Yeah,
and
I
like
that.
It's
too.
It's really good. I talked about it for a solid like 15 minutes
You're
when
such
I
a doll.
Got the email back.
Oh my God.
Yes,
thank you.
You.
Thank you yeah. for yes ending us.
Yeah.
So let's talk about who Eden is, and she's back.
Yes.
She's. We haven't had too many repeat guests, so
we
this
haven't.
Is a real thrill.
Really?
No.
Well, I'm so honored.
Yeah, no, this is really exciting.
We had such a good time with you. It was like when we thought about having you back, it was just like a doy hickey.
Like a major doy.
So.
I love that. I wasn't even just a doy. I was a doy hickey.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I love you guys, so this is great.
Yes. So you are a star of the middle.
Yes, I thought you were just going to end with star.
You are a star.
Like, I am. Thank you.
That's
period.
True.
You play Sue Heck.
I do.
You have a movie that's currently on video on demand right
yes.
now.
I'm not sure if it's still in. It was in 10 theaters
That's
across
right.
the country.
Count them.
But The more important thing is just stay at home and download it on VOD.
And it's called The Outcast.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a fun high school movie where, like, the geek nerds get together and, like, take over the cool kids.
Totally. It's like they were, just, we were describing it as, like, Mean Girls meets Revenge of the Nerds, kind of.
Great.
But it's just this really cute, like, I will say, like, when we filmed it was a little more, like, badass. But they kept it – now it's just, like – it was still cute, and now it's just, like, great and sincere. And, like, it's these two girls who, like, meet – like, we're two nerds. One of the girls is Victoria Justice, who is so beautiful in real life. Aww. And I just a quick thing that we play nerds, and so I took, like, 17 minutes in hair and makeup, and she took an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Because they had to really nerd her up.
Oh, to de-beautify her.
It took so long.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
For me, it was just like, okay, you're fine. Yeah, I'll put a little cover on you. Make sure you're not dead. You're good.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
It was perfect. But we, like, yeah, we take over the popular girls, and we then become, like, the, like, we rule the school. But that's then stuff awesome. Happens. It's really cute little, like, feminist, funny. I love it so much.
What age group do you think this is best for?
Probably, like, I mean, I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my therapist, who's an adult woman, she even said, she was like, I was surprised. I enjoyed it. Oh. It wasn't just because of you. So, like, I think you can enjoy it as
all
an adult.
Ages.
But I would say, like.
Or a therapist.
Or a therapist.
Yeah. Recommended for therapists across the country.
Yeah, exactly. probably like 12 to 18.
Oh, perfect.
I just recently rewatched Revenge of the Nerds since you brought it up. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying, by the way, to watch this.
Why?
In 2017. It's like even the nerds are major misogynists. We had no hope. We have no hope.
Oh my God.
It was crazy.
I was just talking. I feel
wait,
like.
Wait, give an example, guys, because I don't have it like fresh like that.
The nerds like go to the cool girls' dorm and like film them in their showers. And,
oh,
like,
right.
I mean, it's all like rapey and weird.
Right.
Like it's not great. Nothing great about it. And they're like, like watching them for hours on video. You know, it's
terrible.
It's terrible.
When you came in last time, you were just promoting The Emotionary, which is your amazing book that we have in our library, How to Be Less Old library.
Oh,
and it's a signed copy.
It's a dictionary of words that don't exist for feelings
that do.
Did you remember that or did you read it?
Oh, I read it.
Okay. I was, okay, good.
So have you had any new definitions pop up for you?
Actually, okay, and I haven't quite, like, nailed it down, but also I do want to bring up the word that you just a few minutes ago came up with. But I will say, do you guys experience momsplaining? Do you know this?
Is it, like, mansplaining?
It's a variation, but it's specific to moms.
It's so like the moms were explaining to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like if your mom was like a misogynist, you know, condescending, whatever, a mansplainer. But it's your mom.
Right, but so it's like so close to you.
It's so – and she's just kind of – my mom does this thing or – shout out Ivy.
Hey.
What up,
she doesn't
Ivy?
Know how to listen
hey,
to podcasts.
Hey,
but like she'll she'll tell me a story or she'll like explain a concept to me. Then I'm like – you know, mom. No, I know what emojis are. Like, I know how to make an emoji. It's 2017, and she'll be like, "Yes, but did you know? But you know that you can. But you can put multiple, and you know, and it's funny. You can just respond. You can only respond, like, if you want to, you can just respond with the emojis themselves. They're little, you know, the faces, they're all
oh,
these.
Oh, Ivy.
Oh, God, Ivy. And I'm like.
It's painful.
It's all of it. It's all so much. And so it's this thing. So, and like, and she wants to tell me about things also that I, like, maybe don't necessarily know, but just don't care about.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's tougher. That's even tougher.
Yeah. Like anything at the grocery, I feel like she always wants to talk about like prices of things at the grocery store. We do play Mahjong now, though.
Jealous.
It's actually great. Have you guys ever played it?
No,
but like I've heard about a lot of Mahjong from my husband's mom used to play like religiously.
Yes. Is your husband Jewish?
Chinese.
Chang, right. Oh, okay. I feel like actually like old Jews and Chinese have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. I have nothing to back that up,
but just
except for mahjong.
Other than mahjong.
Yeah. But it is, it's actually so Chinese, like the whole, like, there is a whole, before you even start playing, there is a whole ritual that you have to, like, it's not really a ritual, it's like to get your tiles set up that you have to go through that has, I kept thinking, like there's no real practical reason for any of it. Like, you have to, like, move a certain tile, like, onto the next tile, and then you, like, pass them. But, and like for the second left, you have, you, like, you move one tile on top and you like place them differently. And I want to, I always want to know like why. Or I tried to ask my mom why.
She couldn't mom-splain that.
Exactly. She is full. Either mom-splains the same thing taking so much time or will ignore me.
And you're like, but this is where I'd appreciate mom-splaining.
Exactly.
Yeah. Probably the truth of it is, it's somebody, the Mahjong creator has OCD, and now you're all locked into whatever these maneuvers are, and there's no answer to it. You know what I mean? Like, there's probably no good reason.
I feel like that is such an amazing insight for, like, any tradition that you don't understand.
Right.
It was probably because someone at some point had OCD, and now you have to do it this way.
And now you're locked in.
Yeah. Wow, learning, living and learning.
Living and learning. Deanna just cleared up all these things for you.
You're welcome. Okay, so now on to, we have a couple things we need to discuss with you. First of all, we want to tease the fact that we heard that you are a rotten millennial. Is that true?
Naughty.
That is apparently very true.
Okay.
And this is the story. Oh. So,
we're just going to dive in.
We'll be caught. Oh, wait. Did we just want to tease it?
No, go ahead. Okay. Do.
I'm not one for mystery.
Yeah.
So Deanna emailed me last night just saying, like, asking if I wanted to have, like, anything else, you know, if there's anything else to talk about, like, anything that was concerning me, anything that was confused that I needed answers to. So I was like, I know there is, but I wasn't sure. So I called my boyfriend. Actually, no. He called me. He was on his way. We live together. There's no reason why we should ever be on the phone.
True.
Right? But he called me to just like something and not like something like, hey, are you out or whatever? And I was home, of course, making my dog's food. That's a whole other thing. But I was home. And so he was just going to like see where I was. And then I was like, hey, by the way, you know, like, could you tell me, like, is there anything, like, I know he's on the internet all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, is there anything that, like, I've done or, like, can you think of anything that I'm, like, confused about? Like, I know there is or, like, is something, like, is there anything in the world that I'm just, like, and he was, like, well, what do you mean, like, how you're, like, how you just refuse to get on, like, refuse to be on the internet? And I was, like, oh, I mean, like, I was, like, yes, because that's a thing that I'm so bad at the internet. And I was, like, yeah. It was something on, like, he's like, well, like, Twitter, you mean how you're, like, just, like, he's like, oh, well, you know, you don't, like, you never understand memes and you always have to, like, you'll laugh at something and then you'll realize, you'll say, like, I don't actually know what that is. And then you'll have to, like, you pause the conversation and you have to look it up and then you have to reevaluate the conversation and see, like, was it actually funny?
Wow.
And the tone just immediately
got dark.
It got so dark.
He had some things to let loose.
Really, it wasn't that, it was a little more gradual, but all of a sudden I was just on the phone.
He's screaming at you.
He was like, and you're just like, you know, he was like, you're weirdly just like stubbornly obtuse about not understanding things on Instagram. It's like you purposely choose like not to. It's like you could go on and you have gotten, I guess, better, but there are certain things that you just don't and won't understand.
What could you not understand on Instagram, by the way? Like, what is eluding you? I mean,
I think because I was like perplexed by stories.
Well, oh, yeah.
In fairness, yes. As someone who sometimes gets on Instagram and doesn't understand, like, there is just, you have to accept that there's going to be crap that you don't get.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
References you don't get. Just, there is an acceptance once you log in that, like, things will be over your head.
Okay.
Right?
I think because he understands everything,
nuance of the internet.
Yeah, that it probably, like, I should also say, I was like, oh my God, I have to talk about this. And he was like, can you, I feel like I always make him out to be, he's like the sweetest guy.
Yeah.
He's like, the best.
He basically, like, beat you up verbally.
We caused like the biggest fight in your relationship, I'm
pretty
sure.
Pretty much.
Okay, good.
Great. This is like an episode of Real Housewives of New York when Ramona just unleashed on Bethany all the things that she had been like building up for the last 8 years. Like,
when
she
did
just,
that happen?
It just happened this last. Oh my yeah. God. And she just went balls out. Like, sometimes you don't know how people are, like, what they're bugged by.
There's a simmering under the surface sometimes.
Something's a simmering.
Yeah.
And we, you unearthed it.
Yeah. And it's, I didn't know it was there because, like, we are so honest with each other and usually, like, just, like, I'm really outwardly aggressive and, like, if something is happening, like, I'll just, like, say it at that moment and I feel like we're really good at that. And then all of a sudden I was like, I didn't know this was something. Like, now I'm going to have to be very, very conscious of what I do and say when I ask about something on the internet. I don't remember what I was
saying. I love that. First of all, I'm laughing so hard that you just will laugh at a meme. So you see a picture with some words on it and you're like, and then you're like, wait a minute.
I don't really know
what does that mean? And then you're like, please hold. And then you Google it, and then you're like, oh, hi. Can we circle back to that conversation where Isla's like, hee, hee, hee? Because that's no longer funny to me. Is that how it goes?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I will say usually, luckily, because I find most things funny, usually I'll circle back and, like, I'll say something like, that was really funny, by the way, and nobody will, like, I'm okay also not being acknowledged.
Because
The time has passed, and I will have accepted that just wanted to confirm, like, I thought what you said was funny. For real. And they'll say, thank you, we know.
Well, speaking of things that are a little confusing on the Instagram.
Oh, boy. This is exactly what I mean, right?
Okay, yes.
It's like you see something and you're just supposed to accept or, you know.
Yeah, I think we should look at the picture that Emily found at popsugar.com, beauty.
It's boob nail art. So it's boob. It's nail art with just a boob on it. I mean, it's just a boob on your nail.
I'm sorry. I don't. Hold on.
Here, wait. This is a big one.
Okay, so
I have no word. I have nothing.
Yeah,
right? I don't even have confusion. It's not clear enough to be confused about.
The thing is, it means nothing. It's nothing, right? I mean, so it's like you're seeing this, and you just have to accept that this is
happening on some level.
But are they
once or like who knows?
Right? Who knows? Is this an epidemic, or has one gal decided to make each of her fingers a breast and throw a nipple and an areola in the center of it? We don't know
we
the
don't
answer.
Know.
There's also two of the fingers that have those barbells through them, like mm-hmm. through your nipples. So they've done a lot. They
you
actually
know what? Mile.
For I respect that though, because that probably took so long, and it took a lot of like they didn't just that was like I appreciate the diversity in nipples also.
Yeah, yes. We have every nationality of nipple is present here. and we will post this when the time is right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's in – you know what? It might be one of those things, though, where I feel like sometimes something gets a little bit more not credit, but like seems more prevalent than it is just because it's on the internet.
Exactly.
True. Like this might be one person. This might not be a phenomenon just yet.
But you just have to accept when scrolling that there's going to be questions that will never be answered.
Yeah.
Never.
Right. Like, unless, we can't know.
No.
Unless someone's hashtagging boob art, which they might be, and we might be able to find more.
Until one of these lovely millennials waltzes in here with them on their fingers.
Then we'll know.
Yeah.
That's when we fucking know that some shit is hitting.
Okay. Did you guys also see, my friend just posted about this. And see, I know. I was on Twitter. I saw. I commented.
That's right.
I was part of it.
The conversation.
You're in the world.
It's like, have you guys seen these like fidget boxes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen, there's fidget nails?
Nail, yes.
Yes. We have seen that.
We have seen that.
Yeah. Fidget spinners.
Like a little nail art with a fidget.
I'm into that though.
Okay.
I'm actually super into that.
Do you have a fidget?
My boyfriend has a fidget box. You mean just like
a
boxing.
Physical.
Yeah, he has it, and so I sometimes see it and will pick it up until I'll pick it up, and it's actually not quite as satisfying. Have you picked one up?
I have.
It's not quite as satisfying as I wanted it to be. I think
it's nothing.
it's
nothing's happening.
Yeah,
you spin something, and that's it.
Yeah, you also. I mean, I don't know what kind you had.
I had a metal one.
Is it just one?
It was
type
one.
Of fidget thing?
Correct.
Because he has a box and it has like – it's actually – it's super smart but also like one of those things where like it's kind of like how like my grandma likes to say that she invented what is it? Like Glad Wrap, the one that like oh. you can reasonably, you know? Because she used to just put a shower cap over a thing.
Isn't she adorable?
Yeah.
She's – pretty.
Yeah. I mean, was there like I'm worried about mold? Should I be? Is it one that's gone from shower to probably. Pantry? Or
I mean, and that, like she's cute, but like she also like smoked through 3 pregnancies. Yeah, so like I don't think she was.
She's not into like nuts and bolts of life. Yeah,
she's not worrying about the mold.
No details.
But like the fidget box is basically that, where like they just were they capitalized on people like they noticed that, like oh people like to flip a switch. Mm-hmm. So like on one side of the box there's just. A literal switch, like a switch of, you know, like it's just a
light switch, basically.
Basically, yeah, like one that you flick, and then like there's like rolly things.
Okay, yeah, like, that kind of like balls, like a, yeah.
Yeah, like little like on the side, mm-hmm. or like how, like on a dimmer or on a lamp, you can just like click okay. and like, but it's like a circular thing and it's got like little ridges.
People need weird things.
And I don't have any understanding of this.
Yeah, that's like,
really?
I get it for like, a 3-year-old who's learning, like, what life is. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. that I get. It's like they're working on their hand-eye coordination and, like, they don't know what life is yet. You know what I mean? Like, that I understand. Like, developmental, like, building blocks. I got it. Past that, I'm lost.
Yeah. Okay, but don't you guys, like, because I have this horrible – they're actually so good right now. But I – like, do you guys pick at your cuticles at all?
Okay, sure. I bite.
You do a little, you got a little bite action in there.
Yeah, I bite not my nails, but the skin around my nails. Yeah. To be honest.
The thumb cuticles.
Yeah. Have I ever told you about my moisture situation?
Oh, boy.
This is upsetting, guys. You know
this
how I like.
This feels extra.
It's mad extra. I feel like my one OCD-ish moment is it's very odd, and I've had it my entire life. I feel like, guys, stay with me, I have moisture. Inside my thumbnails, and I press it out like this, but nothing comes out. But there's a sensation of like I feel like I have moisture in there. And
is this like daily or just like every once in a while?
It's more frequent than is expected.
Okay,
you know, and it's like that's something like I feel.
I understand. I totally get it. I can understand. I can relate to anything thumb related.
Okay,
so I get it. I don't have the, like, specific moisture, but I think it's, like, a very human thing to, like, feel like you're leaking in some way. I know.
I definitely am leaking all the time, so.
So it's like, it is kind of tricky because sometimes you are
leaking. Yeah.
But, like, I used to have this thing where I always – and this might be because I, like, peed the bed and, like, had just, like, peeing – issue. It's, I think being is like a nervous thing.
Yes.
It's like it's
anxiety.
All, yeah. And I always used to think I was peeing my pants. Mm-hmm. I used to think there was just like pee coming out.
Like just dripping.
Just like
dripping
coming down. Out. Yeah. And so I think it's like I think it's not quite the same. You're not like, I'm peeing out of my thumbnails.
But yeah, there's like something's not quite right and I'm trying to sort it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I also do the like, I wonder if it's anything to say, like I will specifically like use my like middle fingernail to like dig into my thumbnail and then do the same sort of action of like squeezing it out and I don't know, I've never thought about actually what the like what I'm trying to
accomplish.
It might just be the feeling, but like I feel like I am sort of like it's the same satisfaction of like squeezing a toothpaste tube all the way or something.
Right. Yeah, I guess it all is fidget related. So maybe with the revelation of moisture in my thumb, I should not judge the fidget box. But I did read a fun fact about those fidgets that the person, the woman who created them, who she let her patent expire. Is like, you know, whatever, 400 every 10 years or whatever it was. She didn't have the money to pay for the patent, re-up. So she has not made a penny on this. Yeah, I know. That's – and it you guys, literally their faces are open and shocked. Like, it is really upsetting.
Well, that's just tragic.
Yeah. I mean, you go down in history as, like, the saddest woman.
Yeah, it just sucks. It's like you hit the jackpot, but sorry you didn't.
Yeah.
Because of, a couple hundies, you know?
that? Did she just forget, or was she like?
Didn't, I don't think she had the money. Like, I saw a picture of her and her granddaughter, and I don't think she had the money to do it.
That sucks.
I know.
We should create a GoFundMe. Is that a thing? Kickstarter?
Yeah, why not? I mean, look, she deserves it. Like, a weird craze happened over, like, in 3.5 seconds, and, you know, she got nothing from it.
I was about to say, what? I didn't even realize that, like, it was that old that a patent could expire on it. Like,
well, she probably created it, and then it picked up steam kind of like later, how much movies later. Are made.
Right. Yeah.
Like 10 years later, she...
Yeah, like nobody cared, and then they did. And so for whatever reason, I mean, it came so quickly. I mean, I have no idea why. But yeah, the woman who did the patent is not...
Is there... So does anyone... Is it like public... Is like the recipe for this public domain? Or is
yeah,
just someone else
I got. I think somebody else cashed in on it.
Damn.
But
that sucks.
Yeah, Catherine Hettinger should be raking in the cash, but instead she's downsizing her home and has disconnected her telephone line.
Oh my god!
So,
all right, we're not.
Unfortunately,
I will say
it's a bust.
I feel a little like maybe you know what? You know what? It makes sense for someone who would like. Feel who would like understand who would think who would assume correctly but assume that like there was a worldwide need for something to like get your anxiety out it, maybe there's a little bit more going on other than she just like forgot
sure,
maybe
sure.
She's got some other like she
yeah
that's not the only thing maybe she forgets to
right
do.
right
I don't know
yeah I mean it says here the Florida-based inventor who lives a few miles northeast of Orlando was thinking up ways to keep her young child and other kids occupied back in the 1980s
wow
that's when she created it but I don't think it didn't move until
2017
yeah
and anyway. You guys we need to take the quickest of breaks.
Yeah we do
we'll be right back
and we'll be back with some Instagram highlights.
How to be less old!
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes, Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. There's a perfect bra for everyone, and you can find yours in just seconds by answering a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder. Now you can try one of their best-selling bras free for 30 days. Just pay $2.99 for shipping, and one of Third Love's signature 24/7 bras is on its way. Cut the tag off and see how easily a perfect-fitting bra fits into your life. Wash it, wear it. You might even forget it's on. If your Third Love bra isn't your new favorite, you can always return it or exchange it for free. Go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO now to find your perfect fitting bra and try it for 30 days. That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO to try your new favorite bra for free. thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
How to be less old!
Learn what inspires some of the most creative people in pop culture.
On The Next Level, host Chris Tallman gets guests to spill the beans. Then the guest takes it to the next level, inviting someone who inspires and fascinates them.
On season 2, Andy Daly and Andy Richter discuss their childhood influences. Aaron Hayes and Michaela Watkins share their favorite SNL alumni.
Hear even more in 6 new episodes, all available now.
Don't miss them. Just go to stitcherpremium.com/next and use promo code... and use promo code LESSOLD at checkout to get a 1 month free trial.
That's stitcherpremium.com/next and use the promo code LESSOLD, LESSOLD.
How to be less old!
Okay, we're back. hello, we have some major things to cover.
Oh, yeah, I know, Emily Foster.
Does. So... There were some major things that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that right?
We say it like because then
there's some major things that happened recently.
Yes, yeah, some big what things happened? That hit the webs. I mean, boob nail art, of course.
Please, goodbye.
You know,
that's canceled.
canceled. one thing we saw was that Miss Amber Rose, who, as we learned from Amina Munir, she is one of the gals who ho hards for her money.
She hoes. Very hard.
Wait, she hoes hard.
She hoes hard.
Yeah. Okay,
she's with us. She's hoed hard for her money.
Got it.
And has made, I think she's lovely. I support Amber Rose. I know you met her.
No problem. She's got very no problem. Lovely. Very
That's
lovely.
Great. You know, she's one of those people that you kind of want, I like want to root for her. I
she's
want
very
her to be
elegant.
Nice.
She's an I elegant woman. Which brings us to what she posted.
Right. So she put, which you don't see every day, a shot of herself.
She cut her head off, which, you know, we've always said if you're going to post a nude online, don't put your head on it.
Right. But if it's on your own account, then, like, it's null and void. Yeah, it's null and void. But she took a lovely shot of herself. She looks greased up in butter. Yes. And she has a bikini top on, some sort of sweater behind it, and a bush.
Major bush.
Major bush alert. Wait,
I'm gonna look. But, I mean, it's her beef. She posted her beef.
She posted a public picture of her beef.
I'm surprised that's not actually
American.
Maybe it is, though. Maybe it's – you guys, maybe she's launching a new line of Merkins.
I'm down for that.
These girls are doing lashes. They're doing, yes, things in their cheeks. Like, why not Merkins?
Well – my thing is, I'm surprised that's not has it not been taken down, though?
It was taken down immediately.
Okay.
It was taken down immediately. The Twitter is – it kind of exploded. A lot of guys, which was really pissing me off, Emily and Eden, they were like – basically, like, they wouldn't even know how to go down on a girl with hair on their badge, which is like, dude, you're fucking pussy.
I just rolled my eyes so hard. I wish I had an audio like equivalent.
Yeah. Is that how they roll?
Yeah.
Also, I'm sure those men's balls are covered.
Yes.
In filthy hair. Okay, take a look in the mirror, sir.
Here's my thing about like hair, like that qualm, is that that's like. I mean, I hate that sentence. Like, I wouldn't even know how to. Like, that's just inherently misogynist and, like, ugh, gross. Right. Like, yeah, exactly. Look in the fucking mirror, dude, you hairy, bald freak. But, like, I'm okay if you say, like, you know, because I get it. There's like, a hair
you have a
in
preference.
The mouth. I get it. If you're, like, just for comfort's sake, it's not, like, the patriarchy being, like, wax. If, like, the loving, like, guy you're with is, like, hey, you know, get the hair in my mouth, like, if, you know, get a little, if you can groom, whatever, I don't care. But, like, but then it's like, that's fine. And then he should also do that. He should also trim and groom and be, like, and that's if
freshen
both parties.
Up. If we're all freshening up, then that's all freshen up.
Yeah.
Where is the male summer's eve? That's my question, because they need it.
I say, let's not follow the path of what's her name? Catherine or Hediger? Hediger? The girl with the fidget? Let's get a patent on that right now.
Amen. Yes. Mandouche. Mm-hmm.
Mandouche.
Or moosh.
Or moosh.
As maybe Eden would like to call it for her new book.
Yeah, because Emily was talking about a snoot.
Oh, that's right. This morning I was changing my baby's diaper, and she happened to sneeze and toot at the same time, which I was like, oh, Eden's going to appreciate that she just snooted.
Snooted.
I love it.
That's like the cutest term.
It's so fun. Yeah. Well, and the whole time she's like smiling too. So you're just like, what's going on in that little brain? Like you're just like sneezing and tooting and being like, everything's amazing.
Wait, I want to do just a little. I want to do the cutest of the Simo. Will one of you do like a really cute sneeze sound? And I'm going to at the same time do a really cute fart sound and try to emulate what it was.
You got this,
ready?
Emily?
One, two, three.
Achoo!
That was pretty much it. That was it. Yeah, that was it.
I didn't know I needed that, but I needed that. Thank you. That was important.
I think we did it, which is amazing.
We did it.
Yeah.
This happened last time, too. It is so, it goes by so fast.
So fast.
Yeah. It's too fast.
I know. I know. But you know what that means? That you were an amazing guest.
That's right.
Well, you guys
which we knew. But.
Well, thank you. I know, too, now.
Eden, where are we going on the interwebs to get you?
Well, just my name on Twitter, just Eden, hashtag, no, not hashtag, this is so
sad.
See,
this is why your boyfriend would be pissed at. It's not a hashtag, it's an at.
It is an at. At
get your shit
Cher.
Together.
Yeah.
And we know there's no underscore at this point.
No underscore. I think, though, on Instagram, there still is an underscore.
Goddamn underscore.
Let's call this PR lady. Let's get this sorted.
Yes. Can she do a full service, please? Thank you.
She did change it originally from Butthat Share to Eden Share.
But that's important.
Yeah. But now it's okay, Eden Share, and then that's it.
Okay. And we're going to go download the Outcasts.
Yes. And still by the Emotionary. It's still there.
And it's on paperback right now.
Yeah, it's actually a very cool paperback.
I love the look of it.
Yeah.
It's like fresh as fuck.
It is fresh.
And Watch the Middle is,
oh yeah,
if you want to.
Watch the Middle. Yeah. I think we're on hiatus now. Like, I think it's, I don't know if it's on reruns, but it's usually on, now it's on Tuesday nights.
Ooh, how fresh.
Amazing.
And our podcast is on Tuesdays, so it's like a
Tuesday is like the day that things are happening.
It's
going to
be everyone's highlight of everyone's week.
Great.
God bless.
Thank you, Eden.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We learned a lot today. We learned that Eden is a doll, as per usual. Mm. Didn't learn that. Just know that. And we learned that, you know, sometimes you can have breasts on your nails.
And it doesn't have to mean anything.
Right.
Not everything does.
Not everyone. And maybe there's multiple people who have areola and nipple nails, but maybe there's not.
Look, we don't know.
Could be a one-off. We learned that it's really fun to play with widgets.
Fidget spinners?
Fidget widgets. it's also not that much fun.
We also learned that Mandouche should be a thing.
A moosh.
Which, if we had to rename the podcast again, which we won't.
Will we?
We might name it Moosh.
And when you fart and sneeze, it's a...
snoot.
There we go. Guys, march yourself over to iTunes. Give us a little review at How to Be Less Old. We really, really, truly appreciate it, and it helps us so much.
And you can reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at HTBLO.
And Facebook, believe it or not. We've got our shit together. I am Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And we want to give a little shout out to at Lan America, who says, this was a great episode and I want to hang out with all of you ASAP, which was about the Kaplan twins. What a great,
and us.
Great time. That's true.
Abby.
Doi.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.